Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Keelan Gallagher is an incredible person. What a force of nature. And she doesn't want to be president. And I'm sure many of you are saying that's unfortunate, but she has other things to do. Now, Killiney County Council in Dublin is one of a growing number of local authorities using goats to help prevent the spread of wildfires. A major gorse blaze in 2022 in Killiney threatened houses and saw two firefighters injured. But goats are very controversial amongst ecologists, who say that if you let them roam around the country, they damage the native habitats through indiscriminate grazing, and they also wipe out biodiversity. Well, here to talk about the good and the bad of goats, I'm joined by Hugh Lewis, who's an independent councillor in Dunleary Rathdown, and ecologist Pádraig Fogarty. And Pádraig is here with me in the studio, and you're both welcome to the programme. But Hugh, I come to you first. Will you tell us why the council wants to introduce these goats on Killiney Hill? What do you think it'll achieve?
Well, there is an ongoing pilot programme with the Old Irish Goat Society and the council. And basically, as you said, it was one of the worst wildfires. In fact, it was the worst wildfire in Dublin in 2022. There was also a fire last year. So the council, you know, has an obligation to have a fire management plan for Killiney Hill. And the goats are an essential part of that, or becoming an essential part of that. Mm-hmm.
So how has the pilot programme gone with these old Irish goats?
The pilot programme has gone very well. There was a teething process because Killiney Hill is a very unique area, as most people that are familiar with it would know. You get a lot of dog walkers in the area, so there's a bit of issue with dogs being off the leash, etc. But that issue has been resolved in the main at the moment.
Were the dogs attacking the goats?
Yeah, I mean, dogs are a problem on Killiney Hill. They're fine once they're kept on leash, but they will go into batter sets, etc. They will go near the goats, etc. as well. So there was a bit of an issue with dogs. So it's more human intervention on Killiney Hill in general, but it's been disruptive to the environment. So there's a lot to think about here, and there's a lot to manage. But what's most important in the context of the goats are on a very specific tranche of land. Mm-hmm. You know, the reference to the reference to goats walking all over and grazing anywhere they want, you know, that's precisely the opposite of what is happening in Killiney Hill.
They're not allowed to do that.
They're in a certain place. They're able to use GPS tracking. They have collars, and they're able to keep them to a very specific area and then move them on when they need to be moved on.
Okay, well,
and that's the process.
Pádraig, who's here with me in the studio, I mean, will you explain to us first, before we talk about that specific case on Killiney Hill, why are goats, when they're allowed to roam around freely, considered to be so damaging to biodiversity?
So goats are feral domestic animals. They're not wildlife. They were reared as livestock and have managed to escape into the countryside and have proliferated. Now, the issue with goats is that globally they're one of the most important invasive species. And a lot of that is down to their voracious appetite. They'll eat absolutely anything and everything. And
they'll eat clothes off a line or anything at all they can get their teeth on.
They'll climb trees and they'll do all kinds of extraordinary things because they're from the Middle East effectively, and they live on very dry landscapes in the tops of mountains. But in Ireland at the moment now, we have an increasing feral goat population. There's thousands of them, I was told recently, in the Burren, where they're increasing exponentially. There's no control over them. And this is a major problem because we have issues with sheep, we have issues with deer, and ever-increasing numbers of herbivores. And at the other end of the scale, we have ever diminishing areas of natural forest and damage to bogs and so on.
Right. And a goat will go for a nice new tree sapling, won't they, over other things. So really, that's where the damage starts, I suppose, when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And when goats get into a forest in particular, they'll strip the barks from the trees and they'll kill the trees. So they're probably one of the most damaging herbivores that we have. Now, I would accept that we have an issue with fire. The EPA told us recently that we're going to be more susceptible to fire with climate change. We have to do something about that. But my worry is that this discussion about goats is creating the impression that goats are the solution. And they really are not. The solution is to restore the habitats of Ireland, our native forests, our native bogs, which are naturally wet and which are not flammable.
Yeah, but you heard Hugh there, this is going to be really controlled with GPS and fencing and so on. This is not going to be roaming around Killiney Hill. Is it a solution in that respect?
Yeah, no, I don't have great objection to what's happening in Killiney or in Howth, as we heard there. It's very limited as far as I understand. It's grazing of fire breaks, so very limited areas, and it's better than using glyphosate, and it's probably easier than using machines. My worry is that the impression that goats as being somehow a solution to our fire problem is going to get out into the countryside, and suddenly we'll see even more goats, or we'll see goats as somehow benign in our countryside, which they're not.
Mm-hmm. But maybe that's the message that Hugh and other councillors in the area might be sending out by using this solution.
Particularly in Killiney and Howth, which are, you know, more or less urban areas, fire is a very serious problem. And so I don't really have objection to how they're being done there. Of course, Howth is a special area of conservation and has been burnt to the ground numerous times. That's obviously disastrous for the wildlife. Killiney, the last time I was out in Killiney, there's beautiful forests, but it's tiny and there's full of invasive species and other things. So I think the emphasis really should be on restoring our ecology, rewilding, and not to be necessarily front-loading goats as the solution to our fire problem.
Did you consider that there, Hugh, that you could look at rewilding maybe, and that would help with your fire prevention?
Yeah, look, I don't think myself and Porrick's objectives are too dissimilar. I mean, first of all, the goats are introduced in Killiney Hill in the context of a Killiney Hill habitat and species management plan. It's been overseen by the ecologist, by the biodiversity officer. And, you know, as I said, they're working on very small tranches of land. So, you know, they're not going to eat everything and then be moved on. You know, they're overseen all the time. It's a very managed process. And I think this conversation is helpful because the last thing we would want, and I share those concerns Porrick has, is that people think, you know, goats are the solution. We can just let a goat off and do its thing. That is problematic. There is a restoration program. There's a red squirrel restoration program and there's a rewilding program for Killiney Hill, and the goats are actually a very important part of that process.
How do they form part of the rewilding if they're going to eat everything that they come across?
Well, precisely because they can be managed and kept in an area that is not going to be rewilded. So where they're working at the moment is simply to put a break, to stop a fire from spreading right across Killiney Hill. It's Stalky Quarry. It's the kind of cartilage of Killiney Hill they're in at the moment. But the alternatives to using the goats in Killiney Hill or Howth, for example, is the use of heavy machinery. I mean, I went up the day after the wildfire in 2020. It was catastrophic for biodiversity and species. I mean, we could find badger remains, skeletons of lots of different wildlife. So we're trying our best to prevent that from happening again while pursuing the objectives of rewilding and securing the habitats and species.
Can you do both, Porrick? Can you use goats in the way that they're planning to use them there and pursue the rewilding agenda, in your view?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goats in those circumstances are being used as fire management tools, as it were. And, you know, I think that's understandable and it may be appropriate. And as I said, you know, if they're kept controlled. I think the other end of this debate is there's a campaign to get goats recognised as wildlife under the Wildlife Act.
Yeah.
Which would be a disaster.
Are you saying the population of goats needs to be controlled?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we shouldn't have goats wandering the countryside the way they are. They should be listed as an invasive species. I mean, I understand some of these goats are an old kind of domestic variety of animal, and I've no problem with preserving old breeds of domestic animals, but that should be done behind a fence or in a farm where they should be. Having huge numbers of herbivores roaming uncontrolled over the countryside is just part of our biodiversity problem and leading to desperate degradation of habitats
in peatlands. Like the deer, Porrick, and you mentioned the deer as well, and we've had this conversation numerous times on the programme about controlling the population of deer, but we don't seem to have a handle on that either, do we?
No, I think we're not getting a handle on many problems when it comes to our biodiversity issue. Now, we're told that there are deer management units being set up. I'm not sure if that work has started or not, or what the objectives of it are. But we really need to be aiming for having very, very low levels of herbivores on open areas of hillsides and bogs. And that includes sheep. I mean, we need to be having a conversation with farmers about how we can restore habitats and make them more fire resistant. Resilient, because the way that we have managed our countryside or mismanaged our countryside for decades has had the effect of drying it out, draining land, removing native trees, creating very tinder-like situations. So the problem is very serious, but I think we need to use rewilding and ecological restoration as a solution.
Okay, do you have a problem with deer in your area, Hugh?
We don't have a problem with deer in our area. But look, I do share the concerns Tórach has, as I said. And Cluny Hill is a very specific area with the goats being used in a very specific way. And there is a difference between the goats Tórach is referring to and the goats that are being used in Cluny Hill. My understanding is the goats were first introduced to Ireland 5,000 years ago. They're a very small goat and very specific type of goat. People would be familiar, for example, with goats on Docky Island, which you can see from Cluny Hill. Completely different type of goat. They were put there by people. There's no management of the thing, and you can see the difference in the habitat and how the two sets of different goats interact, because one isn't managed and one is managed very specifically. But I think the education of this and understanding that we can actually use specific species of goat and be productive. That, you know, the goats in general don't necessarily have to be a bad thing for the environment. They can be used for the benefit of habitats and species, yeah. And that's exactly what we're doing.
But Tórach is warning that you can't let them overrun the place. That's the danger, I suppose, with this. Yeah. All right, listen, we'll leave that one there. Tórach Fogarty, ecologist, and on the line, Hugh Lewis, independent councillor for Dún Laoghaire, Rathdown.